different flavors. Fruity Original, Fruity Guava, Fruity Mango, Fruity Pineapple, Fruity Apple, and Fruity Granadilla. Fruity is so nice. Fruity OJ all the way. Fruity, a quality product from Californian Beverages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good afternoon and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 12 hours. Fair headlines. Charles Chanda announces a final presidential bid ahead of 2026 polls. HELSC awards 3,926 students loans to first-year UNSA students, and in international news, refugees to face 20-year wait to settle permanently under UK asylum reforms.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. United, Prosperous and Peaceful Zambia, President Charles Chanda has announced that he will contest the 2026 presidential election for the final time, stating that he intends to serve only one term if elected. Speaking during a press briefing, Mr. Chanda said his decision forms a part of a broader strategy aimed at promoting leadership renewal within his party. He has explained that if elected, his single term in office would focus on mentoring and grooming a successor who would eventually take over the party's leadership. Mr. Chanda has further urged their political leaders not to cling to power, but to cultivate future leaders capable of carrying their vision forward.
God has seen what I've been giving, and he has also opened up. Say, my son, you have done enough. Here it is. This is why. This is my last chance. 2026 to 2021. If God has mercy on this country and makes me president, all I need is how many years? 5 years. I don't need more. I've got so many things to do. I rule for 5 years and leave that thing for you people to continue. I'm not going beyond 2021. No. I'll go back to my field. I know what is my field. And none of you know my field.
The Higher Education Loans and Scholarships Board has awarded 3,926 student loans to first-year students at the University of Zambia for the 2025-2026 academic year. In a statement, HELSB Corporate Affairs Manager Chiselwa Kawanda said the board received 5,798 applications for sponsorship at UNSA, of which 4,929 applicants met their eligibility criteria. Ms. Kawanda explained that the remaining 869 applicants were deemed ineligible for reasons including completing grade 12 before 2020, submitting incomplete or incorrect documentation, exceeding the age limit of 26, accumulating more than 30 points, or having already been awarded loans at other universities. She has added that the eligible applicants comprise 2,477 from urban areas, 1,544 from peri-urban areas, and 1,777 from rural areas. Government says it has undertaken a comprehensive institutional restructuring of the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development, marked by the establishment of the new Minerals Regulation Commission. Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Shamwinda Tembo said MRT is set to commence operations this year as an independent statutory body headed by a Director General and employ over 200 personnel to enhance regulatory efficiency. Mr. Tembo said the commission will assume key regulatory functions from the ministry, fully integrating the Mine Safety Department and the Cadastre Department into its mandate, including the administration of mining rights and the regulation of safety, health and environmental standards. He said the new established departments include the Artisanal and Small-Scale Mining Department and the Large-Scale Mining and Mineral Investment Promotion Department, and will operate alongside the Geological Survey Department.
We are now sharpening our focus on strategy and development. We've created two new departments, one dedicated entirely to supporting our artisanal and small-scale miners, and another to promoting large-scale investment. The new MRC will be the independent regulator, ensuring compliance and upholding standards, while the ministry will be the strategist, driving growth and investment. The MRC will be operational this year, and we have already secured the offices and equipment to hit the ground running. This is a decisive step towards a more efficient, transparent, and prosperous mining sector for all Zambians.
Government has called for innovative financing models to break down barriers preventing small businesses from accessing affordable financing. Small and Medium Enterprise Development Minister Elias Mvanga made the appeal during a high-level roundtable discussion at the EU-Zambia-Lobito Corridor Business Forum in Lusaka, which featured panelists from local and international public and private sectors. Mr. Mvanga identified the high cost of capital as a major hurdle, stating that a shift is crucial for long-term economic prosperity. He has assured fiscal responsibility, stating that all resources mobilized for the Lobito Corridor will be used prudently for the development of the economy.
We have agreed that it is important that we have alternative financing approaches. Currently, finance mechanism, the price of capital must be fair. We have actually agreed in it. It's an agreement. It's also agreed and underlined that the instrument must yield results on the ground. That will extend help our SMEs, especially within Zambia, to have access to affordable finance.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
District Commissioner David Siame has called on investors to take advantage of the rising demand for accommodation in the districts by investing in the hospitality sector. Speaking in an interview with Hot FM News, Mr. Siame said increased mining activity in Upika has placed pressure on existing hospitality facilities, which are struggling to meet demand. He has noted that most lodges and hotels are fully booked on a daily basis, making it difficult to accommodate the influx of miners and other visitors entering the district. Mr. Siame has encouraged both local and foreign investors to explore opportunities in Mpika, saying the growing mining industry provides a strong foundation for business expansion and economic growth.
We're calling upon both the local investors, the foreign investors, to come and invest in Mpika. So we're encouraging as many stakeholders to come on board, especially that the population is growing, the hospitality industry, for instance. Yes, we do have Northern Rock, the three-star hotel, but we need more commercial activities because the local economy has grown through the mining activities in Kanyerere and also Munenshi.
The top international news.
People granted asylum in the UK will have to wait 20 years before they can apply to settle permanently under plans due to be announced by Home Secretary Shabana Mahmood on Monday. The major shake-up to asylum policy comes as the government seeks to reduce small boat crossings and asylum claims. Under the plans, people who are granted asylum will only be allowed to stay in the UK temporarily, with their refugee status regularly reviewed, and those whose home countries are then deemed safe told to return. The BBC has more on other global stories.
Ecuadorians will take part in a referendum today to decide whether to allow foreign military bases in the country again. President Daniel Noboa has said their presence will help tackle violent crime and drug trafficking. Violence has soared in the Andean country in recent years as it's become a major drug trafficking hub.